Teresa Will, City County Health District Administrator. Teresa, today we reported our first death related to the COVID-19 virus today. Tell us obviously we can't say any names, but tell us what you can tell us.
The only details that I really have are that it was a male in his 80s who did have underlying health conditions and that he lived within the community, so wasn't in a facility at the time as he got sick. I don't know if he died in a facility or at home. That I don't know.
And you don't know how many days he had it before he passed then either?
No, I don't.
Okay. This now is our very first, as far as you know, confirmed case of a pandemic death related to this virus.
That's right. It is. First case in Barnes County.
Let's talk a little bit about how many cases of people who have been tested positive so far since the pandemic started in Barnes County.
We have had a total of 260 positives since March, and 232 are recovered, one death, and currently we have 27 active positives.
And how many people have been tested since the pandemic?
I have unique individuals who have been tested. That's 3,600, so about 34% of our population. We do serial testing in the long-term care facilities. Those aren't counted as unique individuals, but total tests that have been done in our county is 12,113.
And you did have some positive news. Some of the numbers in Barnes County are dropping over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, our active positives around mid-September, we had up to 60 active cases, and currently we have 27. Our 14-day rolling average positivity rate is now 3.1, and at one time it was 9.1. Our 14-day positives per 10,000 people is now 42.7. That's one that we look at particularly for schools in trying to help the schools make decisions. And that at one point was 66.5. So we're much better than we were, but we just need to keep doing the good things that we are doing: masking, social distancing, not having large gatherings, and washing hands, being cautious. And we'll keep bringing those numbers down.
There's City County Health District Administrator Teresa Will with that report.